Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I know what you're thinking, another day, another hustle, another barrage of emails, notifications, and demands on your time. It's a constant game of catch-up in this crazy world we live in, right? And let's face it, sometimes that pressure can really take its toll, leaving us feeling drained, exhausted, and like our emotional batteries are on their last legs. That's why today's episode is all about building resilience against emotional burnout. We're going to dive deep into how to protect your mental well-being and keep those feelings of overwhelm at bay. Ever felt that knot in your stomach when your inbox starts overflowing? You know that feeling when you just want to scream enough. But hey, listen up, because this isn't about giving up. It's about leveling up. It's about creating a fortress of resilience around your emotional self so you can face the daily challenges with grace and power. First things first, we gotta recognize those early warning signs of burnout. Are you constantly feeling irritable or on edge? Is sleep a distant memory? Do simple tasks feel like climbing Mount Everest? If you answered yes to any of these, it's time to hit the pause button before you reach your emotional breaking point. Think of it like a car. You gotta check the oil, the tires, and make sure everything's running smoothly before hitting the road. Now, here's where the magic happens. 5 key takeaways to build your emotional fortress. Number 1. Prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are fantastic. It's about nurturing your mind, body, and soul. Think regular exercise, healthy eating, and getting enough sleep. Think of it as fueling your emotional engine. Number 2, set boundaries. Learn to say no to things that drain you, whether it's extra work commitments or social events that leave you feeling depleted. Remember, saying no to something you don't want is not selfish. It's a crucial act of self-preservation. You wouldn't let anyone drive your car without permission, so why would you allow them to dictate your emotional well-being? Number 3. Cultivate mindfulness. This means being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mental state. There are tons of great meditation apps out there. Try one for a few minutes each day and feel that sense of calm wash over you. Number 4. Connect with others. We're social creatures by nature, and strong relationships provide a powerful buffer against stress. Talk to loved ones, join a group activity, or simply spend time with people who uplift you. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. And finally, number 5. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be anything from a delicious meal to a supportive friend. This simple act can shift your perspective and make a world of difference. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah's a brilliant graphic designer with a killer work ethic. But lately, she'd been feeling the pressure. Deadlines were looming, clients were demanding, and her inbox was overflowing. She started snapping at colleagues, barely slept, and found herself constantly drained. Then, Sarah realized she needed to make a change. She started prioritizing self-care by taking evening walks, listening to calming music, and scheduling regular yoga sessions. She also learned to say no to extra projects that stretched her too thin. And you know what? It made all the difference. Sarah felt more focused, less stressed, and ultimately happier. She realized that taking care of herself wasn't selfish. It was essential to her success and well-being. So remember, building resilience against burnout isn't about being superhuman. It's about making conscious choices to protect your emotional health. It's about knowing your limits, setting boundaries, and prioritizing self-care. And most importantly, it's about remembering that you are worthy of feeling good, energized, and fulfilled. Ready to tap out of overwhelm? Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear this message. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to help you navigate the ups and downs of life. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.